There's so much to talk about when we talk with Tina Turner, your new album. We'll talk about the tour, the records, the Haynes things, lots of things to cover. Mm-hmm. You do not live in this country.
I pay taxes here. My family is here.
Oh, man, I didn't mean it.
No, I have left America because my success was in another country. And my boyfriend was in another country. And, yeah, Private Dancer was the beginning of my success in England. And basically, Europe has been very supportive of my music.
More than America?
Yes. Yes, hugely.
Hugely more? Yes. You're a major star here. You're a superstar in America.
Not as big as Madonna. I'm as big as Madonna in Europe. I'm as big as, in some places, the Rolling Stones.
In Europe?
In Europe.
So you chose to live there, and you didn't choose England, though.
Yes, I did. I went to England for a couple of years, and then I met a man, and I lived 3 years with him in his country in Germany. And then I bought a house in the meantime in the south of France, and I started to rebuild that. So I'm in and out of there. That's not a place where I can go often.
Where's home?
Zurich.
Why Zurich?
Because my boyfriend was moved there to run the company, and I always wanted to go to Switzerland, and I was very happy.
Is your boyfriend going to be your husband, or it's permanent boyfriend?
It's good like it is.
You like it like it is?
Yes.
What company does he run?
EMI.
Oh.
Everyone says that.
Well, you could take 12 years. Tina, he don't need you. Never think about this. This has got to be love.
Well, 10 years of it.
This is no small time. This is not Ike.
Who?
Speaking of, do you realize that, someone said this, do you realize that you are a feminist hero in America? Heroin?
Your wife just told me that.
No, do you realize that?
I'm beginning to. You see, it wasn't something that I planned. I kind of see it as a gift. Because of the life I lived, it had a meaning. And I think that the meaning was all of what is happening now. I think that if I had not given the story to the world, maybe my life would not be as it is. I believe.
So you are aware, or not?
Now, I'm becoming more and more aware.
Going public with that story, was that difficult?
Yes, because I had had a lot of violence. Houses burned, cars shot into, the lowest that you can think of in terms of violence. And I didn't know what would happen at that point, because it had kind of died down, and the divorce was final, and my life was kind of getting back on the road. And I didn't know what would happen. I didn't know what kind of mess it would stir. So I had to really take a deep breath and make a decision. I felt somehow getting it out, I guess it was instinct, but I felt that getting it out would be not suppressing it anymore, letting the world really know. Because they were constantly talking to me about why I cannot separate, and I could never tell the truth. Nobody really understood. And they still don't understand. But I think slowly now they're beginning to.
Did the picture do it justice?
Yes, I think in a way I would have liked for them to have had more truth. But according to Disney, it's impossible. The people would not have believed the truth, and I understand that.
They would not have believed all you had to take.
That's right, yes.
All right, if it's difficult to sum up, even take some time. Why did you stay?
Ike was very good to me when I first started my career. I was in high school and started to sing weekends with him, and we were really close friends. We had a very fun life in some kind of way. The mistake was when some kind of way it became personal and wasn't my doing, and actually I think he realizes that had it not become personal, we would have possibly still been together today. Where was I? I lost my train of thought.
You stayed because...
Okay. Ike wanted very much to be a star, but he was too shy to really sing the style of what he wanted. And in some kind of way, because I'm very loyal, and because he was as good to me as he was, I promised him that I wouldn't leave him like some of the other people that he had written songs for, and then when the song was a hit, they left. This was a basic story that was a story of his life.
So you were trapped by a promise?
Yes. I cared as well.
Hmm. And that lasted till when?
Well, the first 7 years, I realized that I wasn't appreciated, no matter that I was staying because I was paying a debt or being loyal or whatever. It was getting worse. And I realized that also wasn't really helping by staying there and going through all that I was going through. So I started to plan. So actually, 14 years in is when I was very close to making the decision. And so it was actually 16 years that I stayed with him, so it took a good 3 years to make up my mind.
Was it an escape?
Yes.
Tina Turner's our guest, and she is gearing up for her Wildest Dreams U.S. tour. And you know, Tina's the kind of performer who gives you whatever you want.